What is the root of evil? The good versus evil duality is a construct we have been battling with forever, it seems like. When you hit a certain level of consciousness, the barrier of duality is like a hurdle, a major hurdle to overcome. I got there through psychedelics about 3 years ago after an ayahuasca ceremony, which left me questioning the origin of this evil. Where does it come from? Is it objective, subjective? What role does religion play in everything? And I began asking these types of questions, which sent me down a spiral and into a pretty hellish place. I'd done enough self-development work at this point to understand what was happening and to see it as a blessing. But nonetheless, it was a difficult time. As Jordan Peterson says, the pathway to enlightenment is barred by the necessity of a passage through hell, and that's why the world is not full of enlightened people. To find where evil comes from, we need to talk about what evil actually is. Collectively, we've got many beliefs wrapped around the term evil, most of them implemented by our Christian roots here in the West. The devil being an evil entity that can overcome somebody if they don't bow down to the virtues that the church sets out. You got Satan as the devil, meaning adversary, adverse to life. I define evil as life-destructive fields of energy, and that's as close as I can get using the limited language that we have. Look around you today, the things that are going on in the world and how destructive a lot of them are. As an example, we rape the planet for its resources and our home in the name of materialism and money. There's absolutely zero empathy in that, and I'd ask the question, is that normal? It's certainly not natural. So it does make you question. And Eric Newman, who's a psychologist and student of Carl Jung, thought that our fear of nature is a manifestation of the fear of our psyche. And I think he gives us a clue here to the root of evil, answering the question I set out to achieve. It is comforting for people to view the perceived evil in the world as out there. What responsibility do we need to have and take for ourselves if evil is in the world but not in themselves? And the reality is that you are the root of evil. Man's mind and his despise for his own inner being, his determination to avoid self-introspection at all costs. So the devil is you. The hidden aspects of our unconscious mind plays out in the world as individuals and collectively as groupthink, as a society. In the Bible, Jesus says, "Get behind thee, Satan," when the devil offered him all the kingdoms in return for Jesus worshipping him. As most people do, this has been took for an objective devil tempting the Saviour, in Christian values at least. The subjective and inner meaning of this is somewhat different and far more enlightening in reality. The devil being your own mind and shadow elements, with Christ being our self, our divine self, the divine aspect of our being, enlightening that shadow. Notice how society runs away from this self-introspection until pain gets too bad. Aldous Huxley said, "If most of us remain ignorant of ourselves, it is because self-knowledge is painful and we prefer the pleasure of illusion." I'll ask again, why would we want to admit that we are the origin of evil when we can just get hit by our next dose of dopamine and forget all about these things for a while? Forget about ourselves. Another author that I really like is Robert Johnson. He's a Jungian analyst. Exceptional work. Believes the primary reason we avoid this type of inner work, introspection, is because we're fearful of the magnificence of divinity. The shadow elements are as much divine as the light elements in our psychology. And if you've had an experience of complete unity with spirit, you might grasp what Robert's saying in his work. Because we all think that we avoid self-introspection due to fear of what we might find in there. But what are we fearing? Are we fearing our darkness or our light? and Robert Johnson thinks it's primarily our light. And so with the evil being of the self, we project that into the world. There's no heroes, little individuality, little magnificence that stand the test of time. Long gone are the days of geniuses such as Leonardo da Vinci, as now we welcome the crowd as our new saviour. Corrupted governments, war, pillaging, addiction, depression. They're just an accepted norm. We don't even question them. We see these things as a problem that the world will one day overcome. Something outside of ourselves. But to what degree is this corruption, war and pillaging, addiction and depression within you and staring you in the face? The evil in the world, where is the evil, that root of that evil within you? It's quite difficult to comprehend that you are the source of all of this. But the total ownership that you need to have will set you free. One other line of thought as well that I think is important to discuss is the idea of ancestral trauma. And for this, you do need an open mind. Immanuel Velikovsky, along with others, thought that the cataclysms have caused a sort of amnesia in humanity. After some study, I think it's probably like a flood between 9 and 12,000 years ago. There's numerous books written around that. You can go and check those out yourself. Graham Hancock talks about it a little bit. Michael Tazarian, a mentor of mine, he talks about it. And this flood leads to a split in consciousness. What if this split is how we perceive our left and right brain? The right brain being much more in tune with creativity and the cosmos, being in tune with nature, with the left brain, a far more linear processing machine. It's food for thought and something that, you know, must be considered. Is our unconscious mind being used as a defense mechanism brought on by such cataclysms? Because it's not going to just be one, there's going to be numerous. So maybe the left brain and the unconscious is being used as a defense mechanism. As I said, Velikovsky, Rudolf Steiner, Schwalo de Lubitsch, Michael Tazarian, these people all buy into this theory. It usually gets shot down by academia, but like anything that gets banned or hidden from sight, it gains an air of curiosity, right? So in the future, I think we'll see more of this theory coming to light. Ancestral trauma, this could be also considered as an origin of these roots of evil. Because if the reason we're holding so much in our unconscious and in our shadows is because of this trauma, maybe that is one of the roots of the problems here. And we don't talk about it. There's no history on it. So maybe that needs to come to light as well. And in closing, I'd like to say that myself, Project Sovereign, is an organisation for mastery of oneself and a broader understanding of reality. I try and put across transformational content without all the excessive academic noise that we hear. The world is full of academic types, you know, that say a lot but offer a little. They learn more and more about less and less with no practical implementation. If you can subscribe to my channel on YouTube and the other social media platforms, really does help getting the work out there. Also, check out projectsovereign.org for articles, book reviews, free content, all the other good stuff. I really do appreciate your support.